The first court-martial for abuse of Iraqi prisoners at the Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq will start next week. Politicians and military leaders have called the images of abuse sickening and un-American. Such stark images often outlive the events they chronicle. Think of the Vietnamese man being shot in the head or the girl running naked after being burned by napalm. Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca has this report on what makes a picture iconic.
What comes to mind when you think of Tiananmen Square? Probably not the exact issues, maybe not even the outcome, but I bet when you heard those words, Tiananmen Square, you thought of a man standing before a row of tanks, humanity facing down the machines of war. That is the power of an iconic image. The latest issue of The Economist magazine has on its cover the now infamous shot of a hooded Iraqi, arms outstretched, wires emanating from under his covering. Adrian Wooldridge, the Washington correspondent for The Economist, told ABC's Nightline why they ran that picture.
That picture that we have on our cover, and the many pictures that are coming out of Iraq at the moment, I think have the potential to become iconic pictures, pictures that define the failure of American policy in the Middle East and in Iraq.
These pictures certainly can be seen as symbols, but Peter Howe, former photo editor of the New York Times Magazine, says they don't strike him as likely icons. Actually, they evoke for him a totally different genre.
In fact, in a way, they're almost like sort of paparazzi photographs rather than middle-of-the-road photojournalism. They're sort of secret, hidden photographs. They're photographs of our secrets.
We tend to forget, we non-photojournalists tend to forget, that pictures don't take themselves, that they're the work of professionals who see the world in an essentially visual way. But these Iraq photographs, Howe says, are more like evidence. Think of some of the iconic photos from Vietnam. John Philo's shot of a girl wailing over the body of a slain Kent State student, or Eddie Adams' picture of an execution on the streets of Saigon. It's not just what the photographer saw, it's how they saw it.
The iconic images from the Vietnam War are all, what they have in common is that they're all quite beautiful pictures.
Frank Casa is a professor of art history at the College of Charleston. He contrasts the pose shots of the Iraq prison with an iconic shot from the Vietnam era, the little girl, naked, screaming, running from a napalm bombing towards the lens of Nick Ut's camera.
It must have taken a certain amount of sang-froid to stand there on that road with the children running toward you, tearing their clothes off because they were burning, and frame that picture. So perfectly. It was a long horizontal shot, and it's deep focus. I mean, it took some detachment to take that picture. There was that moment that he needed to record because it was the only way he could respond. He was a photographer. He's not a doctor.
Casa thinks the need for a person, the photographer, to respond is another element in what makes a photograph an icon. Even when the image shows the worst things that people can do to each other, the fact that the photographer thought the event was worth recording so that others may see it gives any image a sort of implied humanity. In the Iraq prison photos, that element is lacking. The photographer is an accomplice. Nick Ut, after taking the picture of the little girl running from her village in Vietnam, put down his camera and helped her to a hospital. Whereas with the Iraqi pictures, the army announced that at least one photographer will be court-martialed next week. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.